Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
He's found it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show, a focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling and improving your home's value. With your host, Dean Higby and Dave Gober, we'll give you the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now the hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope you're having a great weekend. We're in the studio here at WGNS, right off the square in Murfreesboro, or on the square. So having a good day today. We've got a good guest in-house, David Hoke with Ann Hoke & Associates. So we'll get some real estate numbers and what's going on, a real market update, and some of the things that may be educational to you as far as when you're looking to buy, rent, or do your home mortgage. We're going to go through some things there. So, weather's pretty nice outside.
Very muggy.
It is. And it's funny how these showers that pop up now, they just stay in one place, it seems like, and they dump a bunch of rain and then they dissipate.
Yeah, you've been looking at the, Tropical Storm Barry, I think it's now declared hurricane, and they say it's moving like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You can walk about that fast, and that's what attributes to the 10, 15, 20s of rain they're predicting in some places.
I mean, it's going right up. I mean, it took over the whole state of Louisiana. And, I mean, it's going to take it what they were saying, like, Tuesday, maybe Monday or Tuesday before it gets here.
Right. And we'll just get the edges. We'll get the fringe of it, the eastern fringe.
But yeah, it's a lot of rain. And that's kind of weird because it was a low that came through and went down and then entered the Gulf from the Florida and then came back around.
Came back up, yeah.
And then it's going to do a complete circle.
Yeah, and I was catching a few bits on this on I guess maybe news this morning, talking about its various impacts because people down there haven't responded because it's a Category 1 hurricane, which isn't high winds, but the flooding is still what causes most of the damage. You still get extreme flooding at the level of rainfall, especially as slow as the storm's moving. But what we're going to feel more than the weather, we're going to feel the impact on gas prices, the number of refineries, not the refineries, but the drilling. In the Gulf that was shut down, the platforms or rigs was a number in the thousands. And then the lingering effect, all the refining's down right in that market too, so that area. So it depends what refineries are damaged by the flooding. Might affect
their
gas prices.
I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I mean, and it's kind of early for a hurricane. Usually it's like, isn't it July, August,
yeah,
September?
First of the season. Well, I guess B makes it the second of the season. I think they start with A, but they go alphabetically, so. It's either the first or second of the season.
But for a hurricane, I can't remember a hurricane in a month of July, like early, mid-July or before. Usually it's August 1st or and they come out of what off the Africa. They come across the Caribbean and up through there. So for this one to come from a low pressure and then to circle back around into the Gulf is kind of unique. I don't know if that's ever happened, but can't predict the weather sometimes.
Nope.
That's why they keep their jobs because – 50-50 in my line of work, I'd be fired immediately.
We probably all would.
But anyway, so talking about what's going on in the market today, mortgages, a lot of people have, taken advantage of the low interest rates. I mean, they're
phenomenal right now.
And they keep getting, it seems like, lower or staying steady. So it's kind of like, if you're sitting there waiting to act, I mean, I had a person call me the other day, and they have a 6.2% interest rate. And my thought was, you've lost how much money over 5 years by not refinancing 5 years ago? You know what I'm saying? And it was an in-house bank loan, and they had to do it because it wouldn't fit on the secondary market. But, they could have refinanced at any point in time. And I guess it's kind of like going to the dentist for some people. Would look at it. It's just something, financing and doing all that's just something they don't want to get all into because of the paperwork. But I mean, guys and gals, if you're spending your money and it's your work, if you can save your own money and not work harder, then you're working for yourself at that point. You're helping yourself out. So a refinance is usually not that hard to get done, and it can save you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, more deductions are always great, but not when they're working against you. And the idea that the more interest you pay, the better off you are on your taxes is a mixed bag. You got to look at it from all angles.
Well, I took a guy who he went a conventional loan. He just didn't want to go VA, and I locked him in at 4.625. This is about a year ago, and new construction. And he called me about a couple months ago. Anyway, we used this VA eligibility, and you can do 100% cash out refinance. So I was able to pay off like two trucks and a credit card. And anyway, I saved him like $600 a month and got him a 3.75.
Right. That's a pretty good deal.
Right. And he was just like, man, I can't believe it. You know, I was able to do that. And, you know, so he would have known unless he had reached out to, you know, someone like me, or, you know, there's a lot of good lenders out there. You know, take a moment and look at it. You know, it doesn't hurt to get an evaluation. It does not hurt to, you know, say, look at ways to save money. I just don't, and I'll say it again, I just don't know how long the rates will stay this low. I mean, we talk about election year coming up, and it's right around the corner again. What will rates do?
You know, I was reading and hearing things in the last couple of days in the news. I'm sure our listeners are paying attention to this too, but the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, the chairman, came out this week and kind of hinted at probably a rate drop, at least not the increase coming up here in another week or so. But so that's good for short-term borrowers. It's good for construction loans, good for development loans, good for small business, big business loans that are looking for, you know, 90-day, 12-month, or even 5-year, 10-year lines of credit. But when you get the mortgage, it's a little bit different. And one of the articles I was reading pointed out that just because the Fed rate stays low doesn't give us any assurance. It certainly doesn't mean if the Fed rate's going to drop 50 basis points that we'll see a further drop in mortgage rates. It's probably already priced into the current rate today. And then going forward, the drop could still result in an increase in mortgage rates. So how do you predict, how do you advise somebody, Dave, on where the rates are headed?
You know, I can't really. I mean, all I can tell them now, I mean, usually you could say, okay, rates going up in the next 6 months or so. So we've got a little time, but you need to act now.
We've been telling people that for 2 years and they haven't really gone up.
Well,
They've gone up and come back down.
Yeah. It's like 10 years. It's like Dana and I were talking. I was like, man, we've been saying act now, do this. You know, I don't want to sound like an infomercial.
Yeah.
But here we are. You could actually take a podcast. I'm looking at Philip, the producer. And you could take one. And that's something maybe we should do from 2010, 2011, 12, right in there. And I guarantee you we say now's the time to lock in a rate. And we say it consistently. We're still saying that. I don't think they'll – it's kind of like a plateau of low rates. Usually rates are very volatile. They'll go up, they go down. But I just tell people, you know what you know today, so act on what you know now.
Yeah, a lot of folks would say the tipping point in the housing market, which we're all interested in as consumers and certainly in both of our businesses, that housing tipping point that the market would really begin to slow down or shut down somewhere around that 6.25% rate. We've actually thought it was heading that direction a couple of times over the last 6-8 years like you're talking about, but it's never really moved much past 5, right?
It hasn't. Yeah. I mean, I have, you know, the lowest rate I ever locked was 2.625 on a 15-year. And that's phenomenal. Okay. That's no points. That's fixed. The lowest 30-year was like 3.125. And right now, today, you're at 3.75, 3.875 on a conventional, and you're at 3.5 on FHA.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing that you can get long-term money with a fixed rate at that low rate. You're talking about 30 years. 30 years of fixed below anything below 6% for 30 years is phenomenal. You know, we do in-house bank loans, and we do them on 5/1 balloons. So, like, if you couldn't fit on the secondary market but you wanted to buy the house, you could do the balloon loan because it's fixed for 5 years, so you're safe. And then we could refinance it once we get past the obstacle, whatever it was on the secondary market, like two-year self-employment or, you know, permanent job offer letter or something like that. Anyway, that rate's 5.5. And that's still a good rate, but you can get 3.5 on an FHA right now all day long.
Yeah. And as you know, and the listeners may not, in addition to our buy-sell business, I have a property management company, Homefront Properties, that works with investors. So I've got time and energy invested in both sides, both the rental side and the for sale side. But when you're talking about comparing buying versus renting, you hear the comparison where you can buy a home today for lower payment than your rental payment. And that in and of itself doesn't tell the whole story, because the real comparison, you need to take that home payment, I think, to be a fair comparison, back out the principal you're paying down, compare what you're paying for a bought home, for a purchased home, of interest and maybe the insurance costs, compare that to your rental payment. That makes buying a home an even better deal right now, because a part of that payment is going into your pocket as equity, plus you're going to make equity as the full value of the home appreciates, but you're paying out a little bit every month like a down payment all over the course of the entire loan. So a lot of times when we make the comparison of renting versus buying, the buying picture is even better than people are looking at and considering.
Right, because, I mean, if you pay just $1,000 a month, which is cheap, you'd be paying $12,000 a year, and there's no return on that money.
Right.
And people tell me, well, you know, I've got a 401k, I should invest in it. Well, a home is just as valuable as your 401k. Most people have to look at two things. If you're not going to be a multimillionaire, which a lot of people aren't going to be, and you're not an entrepreneur, and you're not going to go out and take the risk, then the two safest bets you have is to match your 401k that your employer matches and then buy a home.
So you take, and even look at that comparison, and folks, we're throwing out a lot of numbers to you that numbers come easy to me. I know I'm confusing some people, but you take a look at a home, the average home in Rutherford County, let's just say it's $200,000, it's more than that, but make it simple, $200,000. The home appreciates 3-4% a year, that's $8,000 gain a year. While you're taking, instead of buying a home, you're putting a little bit in your 401k, and you got a 401k versus worth $50,000, and you're making even 10% a year net, you're making $5,000 in net of appreciation. So what you fail to realize in that house payment, you're paying more against the principal, buying down the amount you owe on the home, but your appreciation comes off that full value of the home. So you've got an asset at $200,000 appreciating at 3-4% a year, compared to an asset of $50,000 that might be gaining 6-8% a year. And both stocks and mutual funds and housing, they all have ups and downs in their values. But any way you look at it, investment in a home is still a great investment strategy.
It is. It's the only way that I was able to get where I am today, to be honest with you. If I didn't have bought my first home and had made that big step and commitment, I would have never been able to build enough equity to go to the next step.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a forced savings. I mean, you have to have a place to live. You have to have a place to live. So most people go live rent-free, and they don't have real good low rent, because rent here is probably $1,200-$1,400 for a two-bedroom apartment. And if you look at what David said, you're getting back a percentage of that investment by growth in the
you're getting the appreciation growth, plus that percentage of that principal you're paying down, $200 a month, probably there's going to principal. So
right, and it's your money.
Two ways.
So if you were to pay $14,000 a year in rent, on a mortgage, you paid $14,000.
You get zero at the end of the day.
You get the zero in rent. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, but I've read an article where a lot of people want easy living, pretty much. They don't want anything to take care of. And I've seen an increase in townhomes. And that's the increase in apartments.
Right. Yeah, one thing we're continuing to look at, or I'm continuing to look at, with Homefront property management businesses, how to bring more services to those type of people. Because there's no question, there's a segment of the market, a growing segment, that just wants everything stress-free, maintenance-free, that type of thing. Well, not everything in a home can be maintenance-free. So how do you come in and bring professionalism and services there to help on the things that they probably have money to pay for and don't want to do? So we're continuing to look at that and come up with some new ideas and develop some new programs.
Well, we're going to probably take a quick break. We've rushed or flew through our first segment here today. We appreciate you listening. Here's a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with the Rutherford Home Show.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home, because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Come join us at the new Toots West on Rucker Lane and Franklin Road. Check out our Rucker Hotel or our Mineshaft Arcade. Step into time on Route 66 or even our Stagecoach Lounge. You're going to love what we built out here, but it's the same good food, service, and specials. Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, I'm Rick Thornton, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Branch. If you have commercial or business financial needs, let me put my extensive experience and background to work for you and show you why we're the home of premier community banking. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, 1708 Gateway Boulevard, online at fmbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoken Associates.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. I'm here with David Hoke with Ann Hoke & Associates for all your real estate needs and rental needs. When we were talking about rental properties and or not rental properties, but rent versus buying, but there's some things out there that you need to be aware of, concern. People are always trying to scam, I guess, and Dave was going to go into more detail.
Yeah, Dave, we were talking about that off the air, and I just, as a public service, want people to know and share that when you're looking to rent a house these days, you got to be careful. I mean, the internet has done nothing but open all of us to more fraud, identity theft. And we all worry about losing our credit card numbers and different access to our accounts. We hear a horror story every day. But for several years now, and again, it's kind of heated back up in the last 5 or 6 months, the con artists, the scammers seem to be targeting Middle Tennessee. And what they're doing is they're posting false ads for properties that might really be available for sale or for lease, either one, for sale or for rent. They're going to go online to Facebook, and Facebook Marketplace is probably the most popular place. They'll do some in Craigslist, some other places, and occasionally do it on Zillow. They'll go on and post a property, say, that's renting for $1,500, show it for $800 or $900, and they're attracting people. And we just get literally, I've fielded 100 calls in the last 2 or 3 weeks from people that show up at one of our properties, see a note on the door, and warn them about the scammers. The scammer is sent into the door. He'll have a story about why they can't get in when he gets there, and a story about he's fired his property manager, he's fired his realtor, just on and on the stories go. But they're trying to dupe people into wiring them or sending, you know, from different accounts through Walmart and other places, sending them, you know, $800, $900 for the down payment. They'll tell you it's refundable. And the worst part of the story is when we hear from somebody coming back and saying, we sent the money, we knew better. The number of people, these little signs on the doors of the homes we're managing has helped save. And I there hasn't been a day gone by in the last month that I haven't gotten at least 2 or 3 calls a day at somebody at the front door, because I put my personal number on there right now. They're calling and saying, hey, I'm here, I'm seeing this notice, what's going on? And they're being scammed.
Right. Well, they did that with cars on like eBay and stuff like that. They'd say a car's worth, you got to go pick it up in Indiana or something like that. And then, but you had to send money. So anytime you have to send money up front, to me, is a red flag.
Yeah, I was playing with one of them yesterday, because you know, they're all the time trying to find different ways to get access into homes. So I was going through the process and posing in the background, and the guy I was talking to, they don't like to talk to you. They want to text back and forth. But I had one phone call with them Thursday night, and or Thursday or Friday morning, this second phone call, just brief, but I could hear it was a boiler room. I mean, multiple callers in the room, you could hear them talking in the background. He quickly got me off the online call into texting, and I went away on Thursday night. Well, he came back to me Friday, wondering if I was still interested, and I said, interested in what? I can't remember. You know, the house we talked about. I said, well, I've seen so many houses in the last few days, and he came back with an address. It was actually a house that I was managing, but not the one that he had been talking to me about the night before, briefly. And so I played along, and he sent me to the house later in the afternoon. 3 or 4 hours later, I get to the house, and well, the lockbox isn't working. He pretended to have a code to get in the lockbox. The lockbox not working. I contacted the lockbox manager. It's faulty. Go around the back door, peek in. Well, the blinds were drawn in the house. We have a habit of drawing blinds for just that reason, to subvert their efforts to dupe people. And I came back, and he said, I can't get you into Monday or Tuesday, but if you'll send me the deposit, you know, I'll FedEx a key and it'll be there tomorrow to you. And my response was, you want me to wire you, send you money without seeing the house? And he said, well, it's a refundable deposit. Well, you and I know that it's not refundable anywhere. So, you know, people get desperate looking for homes. And they've got to be out there time pressured, and they get emotional and just don't think. And these guys, we talked to Metro Police and haven't talked to Murfreesboro Police about it, because we've managed a lot of properties back in Davidson County too. But there's a high rate of reports of people actually losing money. I'm venturing these guys are making literally millions a year off this type of scams.
Yeah, it really questions the moral fiber of someone that can do that to people. A lot of the people that send that money don't have the money to send.
Absolutely.
It's not like, you know,
I don't
send what I can, or I don't give what I can afford to lose. You know what I mean? We have, and you know this, a lot of times title companies, closing attorneys have a rule on write a personal check at closing, cashier's check at closing, but a wire, usually anything over $5,000, sometimes $10,000, has to be wired.
Well, it was a day when you could bring cashier's checks, but you know that day is pretty much gone.
Right.
Is in the distant past.
And so now people are wiring money, but now they're getting so sophisticated, they're hacking emails. We've had some of that happen here, and I won't mention the names of companies or stuff, but we always have to be on the lookout. But they had done such a good job. They had cut and pasted a signature and everything and sent it to the closing attorney's email, and the wire was sent. And they thought it was coming from that person, and it wasn't. And that's how sophisticated they're getting. So not only, you know, if anybody asks you to send money on the front end, be precautious. But I have to call a client after I get off the phone because his mom is giving him a gift for the down payment, and we just say wire it straight to the closing attorney because it's less paperwork than deposit it into an account and then get another account update and all that. But she's concerned because she's read about that, and that's probably gotten a little bit more common, this wire fraud thing in mortgage transactions in the last 6 months.
Yeah, a couple of things that maybe some points for our listeners to kind of hear and sharing with others, family members and others that might be susceptible to this type of opportunity where somebody's going to try to scam them. But first of all, your role as a mortgage lender, us in our real estate side, every email that comes in, you've got to have, does it pass the smell test? And you can just kind of see there's some different things. Some of the times you can see it in the email address or the way it's written, the poor language grammar to it, some of the appeals that come in. But we get all kind of phishing attacks where they're just trying to get some kind of contact from us. But on our property management side, and I think the same thing comes even from the real estate, the buy-sell side. On the property management side, we collect payments when we can, rental payments. You can pay online through our portal there. But we really prefer not having any payments by money order or cashier's check or even check once a tenant is in property and monthly rents. But that's just to make it easier on our side of the business. But we will not take, and we make a few exceptions, very rare exception, to take any payment up front that's not a cashier's check physically brought to our office. We want that tenant to make sure they've walked in our office, see that we're real. And so anybody that's looking to rent a property from anybody in Middle Tennessee, you know, if you can't meet the landlord or if you can't go to his office or her office, if you can't find a way to physically deliver the check, you need to think twice about what you're doing. Now, I'm flipping to say the application fees for us and many other property managers, you are going to pay those online. You could be out, you know, 50 to 70 bucks, 80 bucks, depending probably who you're working with. But when you're talking about sending meaningful money and some security deposits are well over $1,000, you need to make sure where you're sending it and not send it to somebody you've never met, just talked to on the phone.
Yeah, I have a problem with buying a car over the internet, and a lot of people do that.
It scares me too, yeah.
And some people are successful with that. I have to touch, feel the car, drive the car, see the guy or gal that's selling it to me. I'm just that person, and I know that's a little bit different than the millennials or the younger generation, but I can't afford to not... My comfort zone, you know, everybody has their own comfort zone. I don't feel comfortable until I've met you, talked to you, seen the product, and then I make a decision. You know, I don't see it, got to buy it, and got to have it right now, and then it not be what I want. Because, I mean, there's also, you know, you talk about rental scams. There's Airbnb scams going on.
Same principles, same style of things.
They
too.
Put their money down for, there was a story on the news. A couple went to a house in Florida or something, and the photos were beautiful. Well, it had gotten hit by some tropical storm or something, and they were in the middle of renovations when they walked in with their luggage, but nobody told them and nobody refunded their money.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, I had the same thing. I guess it wasn't a scam, but we went on vacation, and when we got there, the house was – I pulled up the photos on the website for the house, and it didn't match what we were –
Well, you're taking a leap of faith on, you know, VRBO and Airbnb and some of those, and most of those are come out well. But when you get stung just once, it's going to change your perception, I suppose, and you're going to be a lot more cautious. But the word is, as we come up on our break here, just be cautious. You know, if you're, I can tell you, there's not a person I've talked to, not a single person I've talked to, and a couple that have actually written some checks and lost some sizable money here in the last 6 months that I've had a phone conversation with or seen in person. Not a single one of them had said something didn't feel right, or I knew the deal was too good to be true. Most of the time, the money they're asking is about 60 cents on the dollar what the property would rent for. And the people going there know that, but they're just, you know, they're, like you said, maybe they're desperate to find a home or want something, and it becomes an emotional thing. They know it's too good to be true, but they're going to take advantage of it, and they're getting stung by it. So if it doesn't feel good, you need to walk away from it, or at least call, dig deeper. Get the questions answered and make sure you're dealing with the person really has the rights to sell, lease, or service you in that home in any other way.
All right. Well, we're hoping you're finding this information valuable. We're here to help you make an informed decision, purchasing, buying. But we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back for the Rutherford Home Show.
Telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants.
Good food and fun.
Come see us at the new Toots West at the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road. Step inside time when vacations used to be down Route 66 and all the roadside attractions. Well, it's in the new Toots and you're gonna love it. Come see us today at Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
This is Katie Bennett with First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, where we take great pride in our exceptional history of financial stability and performance since 1874. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, the way community banking used to be. Let me help you with any of your lending needs at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course. Or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope you're having a great day. Uncle Dave Making Days is in effect, full effect. Get out and take advantage of that. It's always a good event for the community. A lot of food, a lot of cool music and entertainment.
Dave, we did a remote there about, what, 7 or 8 years ago?
Yes, and a big lightning strike hit, and we were like, eh.
We went scurrying for cover. The downpour hit, so I guess we've decided that Uncle Dave Macon Day is not a good spot for remote for the show.
Well, you know, you can look out the window and see it, so we figure we're safer over here with the window view.
We're a little cooler, too. It is hot and muggy out here today.
Yeah, you know, they do have the technology to do the walk around now. I remember me and Dean did the chili cook-off 1 year, and we walked around and talked to the different chili makers and stuff, and that was fun. And that's probably something we may do in the future, is do more local events where we walk around and get some real feeling, the real vibe of what's going on. Because we have a lot of good, you know, don't we have the Jazz Fest is good. We have the Friday Night Live. We have a lot of cool events. I was listening to another radio station, a very popular one, and they did a live broadcast from Puckett's on Friday. And they were telling, I mean, one of the guys said the Murfreesboro Square he thought was better than the Franklin Square.
Oh, it is. It's a nice little square. I run it about every other morning or so, and it's just a nice feeling at 6 o'clock in the morning, nobody there, seeing the clock on the courthouse, the old courthouse and things.
To me, it's a real square. Franklin's more of that oval turnabout thing, but it's more, to me, the square, our square is more condensed and utilized. Like, you can walk down one side and you can have five different types of venues. Then you go down to another one, you get four or five other different venues. You know, every piece of the square has something unique to it. And then off the square, we have some good stuff as well. But you can eat Italian food, ice cream, nightlife, shops. Binks is really good. I like that store a lot. Sugaries, I think. A lot of cool women's boutiques. And then the new one across from the Alley. The Alley on Main is an awesome restaurant.
Farmer's Market on Saturday.
Farmer's Market on Saturdays. I mean, you've got to go to a lot of different places. But if you have the Murfreesboro Square, you just pull in and get out of your car and take a nice walk. It's good exercise. It's good. I mean, it's a lot of variety. And then now, today, you've got Uncle Dave Macon Day, which is feeding off the square. And I know on Friday Night Lights, whatever they do at the Friday night entertainment, I think they have a band and stuff. Those restaurants are packed.
Yeah. You know, 2 weeks from today, you might know what that day is. We're going to do our team, Ann Hoke and Associates, inviting our clients and close friends in for a special movie event. We do those a couple times a year, and we're going to do a hot summer Saturday morning at the movies. And I forget the two movies right now, Superman and the new Lion King
movie. Probably Spider-Man and Lion King.
Spider-Man. See, I'm not a movie guy, but Spider-Man and both and Lion King.
Well, I've seen Spider-Man, and it is phenomenal. I liked it. Philip, did you watch it? I thought it was really good. And, you know, I'm a Tobey Maguire guy from the Green Goblin, which William Dafoe, that was an excellent series there. But I like the new kid, as Robert Downey Jr. would say. The new kid, I really think that series has a lot of potential. Yeah.
We took a trip to South Africa a few years ago, and one of the spots where they claimed to be the inspiration for the development of the Pride Rock thing, and the point where all that happens out there with Mufasa and others there. So it's pretty special to us. Looking forward to all the little kids will be there. But where I was going 3 weeks from today is a balloon fest for the city, 12 to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. First time event here in Murfreesboro, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out at the Grove at Williamson Place. So bring out your family. And
now when you say balloon fest, that's not like you get a balloon.
Not like you get a little balloon. It's a big old hot air balloon. It's like the balloon fest back in Nashville, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's tether rides. I think you can actually schedule online and reserve a major ride on the balloon as well. But, going up in the air and landing someplace far away, or at least distant from the grounds itself. But there's a lot to come out and see and enjoy, and I'm sure there'll be food and music and other things out there that weekend. I don't know the details, but
well, I'm sure they'll have some good food trucks. That's another thing. We talk about local businesses. Nothing's more local than a food truck most of the time, and those guys work really hard, and I don't have the list. It's like some of my friends know all of them, but very unique taste. They work very hard. But I'm going to go out on a limb and think they're going to probably be there, a bunch of them.
I'm sure there'll be food trucks there. I know they've got emergency medical people there. you know, it's just a great time and great opportunity. You know, they had the Tuesday night food truck thing through the year, and we did an Easter egg hunt in the middle of one of those back, seemed like years ago, but just a few months back. It seemed like a long time ago on that one. But it'll be a festive time for the full family, and they've got, I think the mission is by carload of people, so you pay your ticket by car, if I'm not mistaken, and come in and enjoy the day.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be one heck of a sight. There'll be a lot of good photography chances there with the weather permitting, sunset balloons in the sky. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we did a promotional when I was in real estate development back in the early 80s, showing my age, but we actually had a kickoff for development. We did the hot air balloon thing, brought out a guy, just did tether rides where you jump in the basket of the balloon, you float up in the air maybe a couple hundred feet, and it bring you back down. But then a few years later, maybe 10, 15 years ago now, Ann and I were in somewhere in northern Arizona, Sedona, I think is where we were, and did a Red Rock hot air balloon ride at daybreak. That was the coolest thing in the world to go out and see that. And we're floating along one of three or four hot air balloons up in the breeze. They take you up right at sunrise. You're getting up when the winds are calm and things at daybreak. They can control things. There's a breeze to move it. We're flying along, and one of those spires of rock sticking up. There's a band out on the rock mesa playing, and we're thinking, this is crazy. And the guy told us what it was, who it was, and sure enough, about a month and a half later, we saw it was Montgomery Gentry. They were out. There were helicopters flying around this rock at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, filming a music video out there on top of the rock in the middle of the desert outside of Sedona. But nothing beats the feel of a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
One time and one time only.
It's pretty neat. I wonder, I'm always a numbers guy. I wonder what it costs to buy a hot air balloon and the basket. And
so
the,
you're thinking one with F&B on it and your picture on one side?
Yeah.
There you go.
Or you guys with Ann Hoken Associates.
We'll put your face, your picture on there, maybe the one with the beard you're growing now, and it'd be really a great picture.
Yeah. I bet you those are probably, I would say it has to be around the 50,000 mark, 40,000 for a hot air balloon.
I have no guess, but, there's a lot involved because you've got a cart, the basket, there's probably an official name for it, but with the carriage underneath, and you've got your tanks, and you got the refill on those, but then you've got a group that chases the balloon. Obviously, the balloon's going to take off. It's not going to land where it takes off, so you got to chase it and try to find a safe place to land where you can get access to pick it up because it's too heavy to carry any distance. Those things are pretty heavy, I'll bet. It's 100 pounds.
So saying that, where are they going to take off out here?
They're going to take off, whatever, I think, and I don't know the details. I assume they'll take off in the Grove, but where they land is going to depend on where the weather takes them, what direction the wind's blowing that night. All those things will be a part. They're going to have to find a safe place. They need a big field, I would guess, without, power lines and things like that around. And I don't know how many balloons will be, but I was at the one years ago. Warner Park used to have one, and maybe that's where it's still held now in Nashville. But you'd go out and you'd see 10, 20 balloons, and they take off. It's kind of like what you'd see the pictures of Albuquerque's known for their big balloon festival out in New Mexico. But it's beautiful in those western skies, but it'll be equally as beautiful here in another 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, a lot going on. I mean, I'm sure you can find out the events of what's going on in Murfreesboro. I know WGNS has a good web page that keeps you informed of the events that are going on in the borough at all times.
I think it's a Facebook. I'll see if I can find the balloon thing here during a break, and we'll bring it back up at the top
of
next.
That's something. I don't know if we've ever had a balloon fest.
I think this is the first.
All right. Well, we're going on our last break. We've got a little bit more time left. Hope you'll stick with us till the end. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
I'm ready for you.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoken Associates.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Our newest location, Toots West, is now open. It's on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road, and it's the same delicious food, the exact same menu and prices, the same service you've come to love, and the daily specials are exactly the same. Come have your Toots experience now at Toots West. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, I'm Joey Allison, VP and commercial lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Boulevard branch. If you need help with financing residential and commercial construction, come see me and find out what Premier Community Banking is all about in Murfreesboro. Please visit us at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We're winding down another great day here on the radio with David Hoke and Hoke and Associates. Appreciate y'all listening. Get out to Uncle Dave Making Days today. I know it's a little hot, but good times here in Murfreesboro as always, something to do. And speaking of something to do, Dave's got an update on the, I think, first time ever Balloon Fest here that right. I can remember.
Dave, if you want to find the information, the best thing to do is just get on Google. If you Google Borough Balloon Fest, you'll find Eventbrite and some other places that give you information. You can buy the tickets there. But one thing I did want to pass along, we're a sponsor of the event. We're sponsoring the first aid facility there. Hot days are going to have a lot of folks probably needing some care and attention in the first aid tent. But the days are a little different than what we originally were told. It's 12 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Then the Sunday event is just the launch sunrise, what they call the adventure sunrise flight, just that Sunday morning early. So I don't know the details on that. But if you're taking your family, you want to plan on that Friday, Saturday. They talk about tethered balloon rides, weather permitting, beginning at 3 p.m., depending on wind and weather. Then there's untethered rides. I think they're like $250 a person to do an untethered ride, but it'd be a great adventure. Those flights are for sale for the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You can buy flights on any of those if they're still available. And then nightly balloon glows included in general missions wouldn't begin around 7 p.m. That's when they light those balloons up. You see the heat fill up, and those balloons just light. They're beautiful. And the balloons themselves are beautiful in the sky, but on the ground when they light them up, they're gorgeous. So we'll see at 7 p.m. each night as you get close to dusk. So great weekend, Friday, Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, and just go online, Google Borough Balloon Fest, and you'll find the information you need.
All right, and let's see here. I had an interesting article I read this morning or here a few minutes ago, too, that what is the safest state in the country and what is the least safest state?
And they're both among my two favorite states is the amazing point.
But folks, you know,
folks will not guess the most violent of all.
Well, it's violent. It's kind of a, it's, you're right. I mean, I was a little thrown off, but you know what? I will say this. I bet you each of these states has less than 3 to 3.5 months of weather over 70 degrees.
I bet you that's probably true. One of them, I think the first one probably a little more than that. And second one we're talking about.
They're cold winters.
The second one just set record temps. They had a record, I think, in the 80s or 90s for a couple of days. And their capital city just blew people away here about a week or two ago. So if you're paying attention to U.S. weather, you might be knowing who we're talking about.
Well, let's go ahead and get the answer. Alaska is the most violent. In crimes.
There's been quite a few things recently talked about on that, some of the documentary-type programs on TV, and I don't see much TV, but I happen to see a little bit of that.
I watch Alaskan State Troopers. If you've ever seen that show, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And what they're saying is there's a shortage of towns. In fact, it's come up somewhere in the political news here in the last couple of weeks that just some areas of Alaska where there's no police, no patrols at all, and that's the real issue behind it. There's a lot of violence.
Well, a lot of the places you can't get to except by plane.
Yeah. So they're looking for some federal relief funds to help with just basic patrols.
And the most safest is Maine.
Yeah, the great state of Maine, one of my favorite places. And you mentioned your parents used to, or your father used to go there, but just a phenomenal place. Ann and I love it. And I've got cousins still live there. Used to take some summers up there. Mount Katahdin, which is the northern terminus of the Appalachian Trail. Phenomenal place, phenomenal park. But everybody's probably heard of Bar Harbor. That Acadia National Park sits on the edge of Bar Harbor. Maybe Bar Harbor sits on the edge of it with Mount Desert Island. Bar Harbor and the point, Cadillac Mountain there in Acadia, it's the first peak, first place in the U.S., continental U.S., that you can see the sunrise every day from the top of Cathedral Mountain right there, Mount Cathedral, at Bar Harbor in Acadia National Park.
Well, definitely on my list to do is go to Maine, to where my dad used to go, so I'm going to check that out probably.
Yeah, they still, I imagine in Maine, a lot of people still leave their doors unlocked. You've got a lot of summer cottages. You got the high-density areas, Portland and Bangor. They say Bangor. They don't say Bangor. Bangor and some of those kind of places, you're going to find some population, some density, but even what we're calling dense is not dense compared to what you would see even in Middle Tennessee. But you get out in some of these lakeside communities. There's just so many lakes and forests and things. It's a beautiful state.
Well, it's just like upstate New York. People don't give New York credit because they judge it by the city. Now, New York City
is beautiful. Yeah.
But I stayed up at the Baseball Hall of Fame when Ryan was playing baseball in that tournament in Cooperstown. And I stayed in a bed and breakfast on the main drag right by the Lake Oswego. And 11 o'clock, doors open, people walking in, going to take rooms, sitting in the library, playing cards. It was like being back. I mean, to me, it was more down home than we are here.
Yeah,
I saw more silos, dairy farms, colonial homes with American flags.
Yeah, I think is that the Adirondacks? Am I right?
Yeah,
up in there around Lake Plattsburgh, I think it is, and some others.
It was beautiful. It was unbelievable. We had to catch a plane. I had to drive to Albany to catch the plane. It was about an hour drive. Our flight left at 7, so we had to be up at 5. or 4:30 anyway, and I was coming down Lake Oswego. We went around the lake. It's beautiful. And I could see the morning fog and the sun come up. I stopped twice. Ryan was like, Dad, what are you doing? Taking pictures.
Yeah.
Because I was so mesmerized by the beauty.
And if you get, depending where you are, in Vermont and New Hampshire, with the White Mountains on into Maine, that whole region, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, the streams in those northern areas are just so pristine because they're coming from the mountains, and it's just gorgeous. You know, if you cross a bridge on the highway, even a small bridge, the streams are wide enough. You just look up that stream and see the rocks and the water falling down. It's cool. I remember that sight from a kid because my dad did the same thing, stopped and took pictures everywhere when I was young.
Well, you ever one of my favorite movies is Roxanne with Steve Martin. You ever seen it? The guy's got the big nose.
I know the song Roxanne, but I don't remember the movie.
Well, the movie Roxanne, it's a great movie if you get a chance with Steve Martin.
I think
Martin.
I've seen it, yeah.
And he's
I'm
a fireman.
Steve Martin fan.
Well, they would, when I walk down from the bed and breakfast, there's no commercial restaurants or anything in this town. And when I was walking down to go fishing, I met a guy named Joe. He took me out fishing, brown trout, right there at the harbor. It was awesome. Anyway, I walk by the fire station. They're outside. They're cleaning the trucks. They say, hey, they're friendly. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, this is New York. But New York is, I've heard several people say it's two states.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, so many places are. I mean, Tennessee is, in some ways, Tennessee's probably three different. We talk about the grand divisions, East, Middle, and West, and we're three different states in that perspective. Not
That's right.
Everything's different, but there's enough cultural difference between the regions. I think Maine's a good example. Eastern and Western Pennsylvania are that way.
Yeah.
Not Maine, but I meant New York would be a good example of that. And there's other states that's true as well.
Well, all right, Dave. Hey, we've enjoyed you being on the show. Always a pleasure.
Enjoyed being here.
We're going to do it some more. We're going to do it again. We're going to thank all our sponsors, Old South, F&B Mortgage, First National Bank, Toots. Get out and see the new Toots. It's awesome. I was out there a while back. It's phenomenal. Wade does a great job. I like the Broad Street Toots, always will, because it's right by the theater, Premier 6. Lion King opens next weekend. It's going to be huge. So come check that out. Go to goseeamovie.com, goseeamovie.com for all your show times. And then South Branch Nursery. Dean wasn't here today, but he'll be back soon. But we want to give our producer, Philip, a sign off because he has tied the knot and accepted a real job, right? This is for fun.
He's gotten
right?
married. Tying the knot wasn't to a job, but
getting married.
He got married.
And he's going to take a job at where?
Bridgestone.
All right.
And first big boy job.
Yeah, first big boy job. I hear you. My first big boy job, man.
You can count producing this show as big boy job.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, great. You know, we've had a lot of good producers. You know, we've been doing this show now, I think, going on 12 years, but you've been very good. I like you chiming in and giving us your opinion because it's always good because I know you're probably, what, age-wise,
24.
I was going to say under 25. Yep. Sometimes it's good to get a perspective. I don't really get to talk to a lot of or get your ideas and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you've chimed in real well and been a good part of our show. Dean would wish you the same success as and blessings as well. So anyway. Good luck
Much
in your
appreciated.
Yeah new venture. And you said your wife is a school teacher.
My wife's a teacher. Yep.
At Bradley, and I went to school there in 1975. Miss Getty was my kindergarten teacher. I will never forget her, because I was like, wow, she took me in like her own, and she was very special.
Isn't it funny how we remember our teachers from those early years, the names?
Yeah.
I probably remember more of those than I do the people that taught me in high school and college.
I can probably name every one of my school teachers from kindergarten through high school.
It's because he was in trouble all the time, and he spent a lot one-on-one time with him, I guess.
I didn't get in trouble until I got to high school. But anyway, Bradley, that's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys, it's been a great show. We'll do it again soon. We appreciate you listening to the Rutherford Home Show. Have a great weekend.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.